Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about something I do a lot, business trips. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh, 你好.
你好, Xiaolan.
Right, business trips. I love doing them. They actually broaden my visions and then take me to meet up a lot of incredible people. It's actually much easier to say in Chinese than in English. We say 出差.
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 Yeah. And 出, that means to get out. And the shape of the character is like two mountains stacked on top of each other. In ancient time, that means to exit. And in ancient China, Chinese emperors, they put their political enemy in exile beyond mountains. So in olden days, 出 means to get out in exile. And nowadays, that means to exit beyond somewhere. 出.
出.
Yeah. And then 差, it means to send something or a messenger. In olden days, 差 is the messenger. So now it means mission as well. So I'm out somewhere for a mission. That's 出差 is a business trip.
Okay. 出差.
Yeah. 出差. And 出差 can be anywhere out of your town. Not necessary to be overseas. So could be you go to another neighboring town. You can say 出差. So from Taipei to Taichung or from Shanghai to Beijing. That's all 出差.
出差.
Yeah. Of course, that's for work purposes. And then if you go abroad, you really want to emphasize that, you can say 出国.
出国.
Yeah. 出国. 国 is the country. And 出 is to get out. 出国.
And do you need to add 出差 after that to emphasize that it's for business? 出国, 出差.
Yeah, because 出国 is generic and that means I go abroad. But what do you do when you go abroad? I 出差, 出国, 出差. And when you add the two together, it's very obvious that you go to another country for a business trip.
出国, 出差.
Yeah, 出国, 出差. And then to say I get out of my door, we say 出门.
出门.
出门. 出门, that means I go out of my house. 出门. And in this case, if you say 出门, 出差, you can say, ha, I just left my house for a business trip.
出门, 出差.
Yeah, 出门, 出差. And then, of course, if you go to an airport and then there's an exit where you can board, we can say that's a 出口.
出口.
Yeah, 口 is a mouth. And in this case, that shows in ancient time, 口 also mean like in a narrow mountain road and there's a little opening. And the opening here, 出口, that means exit.
出口. Wow, so 出口 is kind of idea of a mountain pass.
Yeah, and now any exit, any gateway can be an exit. 出口.
出口.
Yeah. And then when you go traveling so much on a business trip, you can start making a sentence. For example, I can say 我总是出差.
我总是出差.
Yeah, 我 is I, 总是. We learned about 总是 in the previous episode, always. 我总是出差.
我总是出差.
Yeah, that means, oh yeah, I travel so much on business trip. 我总是出差.
我总是出差.
Yeah.
I guess different people saying that will have a different tone of voice. Some people,
yeah,
I've heard them, they say, oh, 我总是出差.
Are they complaining?
They find it's, yeah, but sounds like you really enjoy it, Xiaolan.
I always enjoy everything I do.
Where is your favorite place to 出差? Do you have a favorite place?
I like all the places. I can't really name any.
Hmm.
And I like to go to the places I've been to again and again and meet up with the people. And sometimes I go so often, they thought I was local. And they didn't realize I already went back home and then come back here again. And then the new places are fun too. So it's just the mentality. Once you accept that is a life you chose, then just embrace it and enjoy it.
That's a great philosophy.
So when I say 我总是出差, I say it happily.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay, so to say I like my business trips, I say 我喜欢出差.
我喜欢出差.
Yeah, 喜欢 is like 我喜欢出差.
我喜欢出差.
Yeah, if you don't like it, then you can say 我不喜欢出差.
我不喜欢出差.
Yeah, but the truth is 我喜欢出差, so this is really for the sake of practice. 我不喜欢出差.
我不喜欢出差. 我喜欢出差, but 我不喜欢 some of the extra 麻烦 that comes, like applying for visa or packing luggage and carrying a suitcase around an airport.
Right.
But when I get to the place, 我很喜欢出差.
Right, okay. So to describe, hey, Josh, what are you doing today? You say, ah, I'm going on a business trip today. So you can say, 今天我要出差. Yeah, so today, 今天我要. Yeah, 要 means want, but in this case, implies I am going to. 我要出差, that means I have to go on the business trip. 我要出差。今天我要出差。今天我要出差。 Yeah, that means I'm going on a business trip. And if I want to specify where I'm going to, I am going to China for a business trip. I can say, 我要去中国出差。我要去中国出差。我要去中国出差。我要去中国出差。I 要去, I'm going to, I have to go to. 我要去。我要去。中国。中国。中国 means China. 中 is middle. 国 is kingdom. The middle kingdom is China. 中国。中国。出差。
出差。我要去中国出差。我要去中国出差。Yep,
so now we can do some consolidation. Hi, Josh. 你喜欢去中国出差吗?
我喜欢去中国出差。Yep,
so what I asked you was, do you like to go on a business trip in China? 你喜欢, you like, 去, to go, 中国, China, 出差, on business trip, and ma is the spoken question mark. Yeah. 你喜欢去中国出差吗?
你喜欢去中国出差吗?
Yeah, me too. I like going to China for a business trip.
Yeah.
And I found it's fascinating every time when I go there.
It's completely different.
A lot of progress. Yeah, it's completely different every time. And people are always optimistic and always very friendly. Mm. And they always try to show you something new and something cool. And they always love introducing you to their friends.
Yeah.
And things happen very efficiently as well. So, 我喜欢去中国出差.
Yeah, yeah. 我也喜欢去中国出差. In fact,
that's
I have
it.
To go there again soon.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So for a concert?
For a music video filming.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds really cool. Okay. So today we talk about business trip, 出差. To say to go abroad, 出国. To go on a business trip abroad, 出差, 出国. To get out, 出门. Exit, 出口. I like business trip, 我喜欢出差. I'm going on a business trip today. 今天我要出差. Thank you, Josh, for joining us.
You're welcome. 不客气.
I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Josh.
再见, 小兰.